Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
I love it when a topic we cover catches fire like that one. That's awesome. Those of you that are regular listeners of the show know I'm not very good at forecasting the future, but I want to go out on a limb here. I'm going to forecast when the next, we've had one mall riot in Scottsdale in the last year. You all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to predict the second mall riot is coming really soon. They're tearing down Paradise Valley Mall.
Oh.
I knew that was only a matter of time.
And when I eat breakfast at Chompy's, there is a constant trail of people going in and out of that mall to do nothing but walk and exercise in the air conditioning.
Are they really tearing it down?
They are tearing it down.
I think just Costco makes the cut and Penny's, I think they said. And it's going to become maybe an outdoor mall like Kierland.
Carol, didn't you get kicked out of PV Mall one day because you went in your jogging clothes or something?
Well, I sent her over to jog. I was like, well, go over there. And I got her in trouble.
In the air conditioning.
Like, walking only.
Oh, man. So that's the next Scottsdale Mall riot. Is that technically Scottsdale or Phoenix? But the police department ought to get ready. When those hikers and walkers and striders that parade past Chompy's every single morning to get into the air conditioning in the middle of the summer to do their laps, when that mall's not there, we're going to have another riot.
It's definitely changing. You know, the outlet malls in Casa Grande are basically a ghost town. And then when Metro Center Mall was shut down, I said, you know what, how long before Paradise Valley, Arizona, what's the other one, Arizona something in Tempe?
Arizona Mills in Tempe. So Scottsdale Fashion Square ain't going anywhere anytime soon. I'll say that mall is going to be around for a while.
It'd be like when we first moved here. We had to drive miles just to get to Thomas Mall.
Which isn't there.
I know, right.
And before Thomas Mall, there was Town and Country Mall, which was all outdoors. And then we started putting malls indoors, and we thought all the outdoor malls were going to die, and they did for a generation, and now they're all coming back anyway.
And what was that other one that Charlie's friend is developing? Papago or something like that? What's the one?
That's
Scottsdale and like
McDowell. Oh, Scottsdale and McDowell. Yeah, that's condos in the same concept.
It used to be Papago Shopping Center or something like that.
It needed to go.
Keep up, people. Keep up.
Well, that's my prediction.
Los Arcos was a few years before that, just down the road.
Anyway, so we're here to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin at Rosie on the House.
I wish they would just have the foresight to just, you've already got the infrastructure, you've already got the buildings, you've already got the air-conditioned space. We don't need another Kierland Outdoor Mall right there.
I don't know.
That's a perfect spot to start some manufacturing.
I'm all for the demolition of the mall if they do it the same way they took down the coal-fired towers at St. John's.
I missed
Timber!
That.
Oh, when they blew up the smoke towers?
Fun.
Oh, if they're gonna take it all down with dynamite, I'm all for it. I'm gonna build some grandstands and charge $1 a seat.
Building an infrastructure's there to start manufacturing. Your cost to expense to start having your product out the door.
Think of the miles of conduit and copper and plumbing and the mortar and the drywall, the painting, the air conditioning equipment, the insulation, the lighting.
It's already there.
It's just think of all that stuff that's going to go boop.
So, well, there was a story and
getting back to housing
in the mansion section of the Wall Street Journal that, had it come out 1 week before, could have saved the future for one New York man. And this is what to do when tenants don't pay. The CDC has extended the moratorium that prevents landlords from evicting tenants not paying their monthly rent dues.
Okay.
And it talks about what to do, what you can and can't do. It says don't change the locks. The only way to get through it is through the legal eviction process. And once they're still required to make up that back dues once, you know, that's lifted at the end of March if they don't extend it.
Okay.
You can contact your lender at sign that your tenants may not, and a lot of the lenders will work with you.
Okay.
And if it's a federally backed...
So as the landlord, you don't lose the house.
And if it's a federally backed mortgage, during this moratorium, it won't affect your credit rating if you change things with...
Interesting.
With your lender because your tenants aren't paying. So it gives you a lot of things that you can do and work with. And one of the biggest things was, you know, just make sure you're screening, which... doesn't help right now if you've already got the tenants in there and you can't kick them out. That's kind of a post a little too late bit of advice, but had this come out a week earlier, Mr. Sean Douglas may have not made the life decisions he did when he used zip ties and duct tape to restrain his tenants before putting pillowcases over their head and dropping them off in a snowy cemetery 30 miles away.
That's a true story.
Held at gunpoint the whole time.
For not paying rent.
And now Mr. Douglas is facing kidnapping charges.
Well, I would guess Mr. Douglas is going to live rent-free the rest of his life at the big house.
Well, you'll be paying his rent.
Now, that's now, that's
if that
taking
had just come out 1 week earlier, how could that have changed the course of his life?
Oh, mercy. How about the red notebook? I saw a letter in there about painting.
Mr. Matt was wondering, what is the standard for redoing interior paint? He lives just with his wife, no pets, no kids. Just wondering what the best upkeep practice is for his interior paint.
Oh, gosh. With good quality paint, you could certainly expect any interior paint job to go a good 10 years at least. What really drives interior are the things he's not dealing with. Smokers generally repaint a little bit more often than non-smokers. Children tend to create a bit of havoc in the house that causes paint to be needing to be touched up a little bit more often, especially in bathrooms, wet areas, and laundry rooms and kitchens. But any good interior paint should generally last 7 to 10 years. Kitchens and bathrooms, maybe not, and laundry rooms, maybe not quite. But how often do you repaint a ceiling inside your house?
Oh, man.
I mean, a ceiling can go...
Well...
Yeah, unless you're a smoker.
Well, and...
Or changing this color scheme.
So, one thing about paint.
One thing. One thing.
When it's aged,
yes,
you can't touch it up.
That's true.
That touch-up sticks out like a sore thumb. So if you redo the walls because you're changing the color, a lot of times when you're looking at the ceiling, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that looked, you know, what a fresh, new, well-done coat can look like. So I think it's time to go ahead and hit the ceiling while we're at it.
Okay.
That can make it stick out like a sore thumb. But how long could you get away with not painting it? Oh, years.
And then people ask me as well all the time, how long should an exterior paint job last in Arizona? And exterior paint job, we recommend for exterior to only use 100% acrylic exterior good paint. We are not a fan of the elastomeric paint at all, except in few instances on a roof, but not on any vertical surfaces. So buyer beware there. 100% acrylic exterior paint. And you ought to probably have to do that about every 7 to 10 years. And I can tell you, if you'll go to O'Reilly Auto Parts and buy the mechanic red shop towels, and wet one, and go outside and rub it on the stucco wall of your house. If that paint is coming off on that red towel, it's time to paint. Your paint has sunburned itself to the point it's no longer waterproof, and your stucco is not waterproof. It must have a good paint on it to be waterproof. So I don't know how much I don't know how much kickback we'll get on that, but that's my position after being in and around the paint industry for the last 40 years. And it was a big change. I mean, there was a time there when we were changing from oil
outdoor
to water-based paint, where we really had to struggle to try and find a new identity and new work habits and practices. But that's all pretty well got worked out in the last 20 years. So we're tickled to death about that.
We had Jeff Fleeman last hour talking about, you know, construction in the industry. And at the same time, they're making advancements in construction like the 3D printed home. But I don't see that being, I mean, there's still a lot that's required there. But the building materials, the lending on it, there's some things that are just better left alone. And I think when it comes to building a home, you know, that CMUs and all the different types of red brick, ranch style, slump. There's so many great options in masonry for building a long-lasting, durable home. That's one area I think they should have just left 3D printing to
see a little bit of that at the KBiz show. We'll have to have them on. There's a company out of California. And, Romy, they come ahead. Like, if you buy their home, it comes completely furnished because it's got – they tend to be tiny homes, so they're completely furnished and appliances and all that fit that particular unit. But they'll come ahead and work with your city to work on your HOAs and your permitting and all that kind of stuff. So I'm curious to find out more, but it's an amazing process to watch it. But I'm, you know, it's kind of like the difference between reading a book online and reading a real book. I like the real solid materials.
So I don't think they're going to go away, but that's not the route I'm looking to solve any kind of, you know, new home construction.
I'll bet you in the future some part of 3D is going to become a very major part of the building industry. It's just too efficient not to be worked in. It may not be the whole house, but there'll be components that are 3D printed, shipped, and just bolted